Welcome back to Focus, everyone. And now I'm really excited to bring Randy Thelen, the president and CEO of The Right Place, to the show. Randy, welcome.
Hi, Rachel. How are you?
We are great. Thanks for being here. So for those of us who haven't heard about The Right Place, tell us about it.
Yeah, Rachel, we are an economic development organization serving Greater Grand Rapids. We've been in existence now celebrating 40 years. And over those 40 years, we've helped companies add 50,000 jobs, invest over $6 billion, and really help get Grand Rapids and the region on a growth trajectory.
Wow. Well, I'd say it's working. Tell us about what the future holds in the next couple of years. What are you focusing on now?
Yeah, our crystal ball is looking for ways to find additional opportunities for growth. We have a rich manufacturing history. We continue to lean in there. We see a lot of automation. In fact, today a Korean company called Bliss has announced they're bringing an automation factory to Grand Rapids. So we're excited to see that sort of advanced manufacturing effort continue. We're also building out a city and a region for young people. That we're going to be opening up our new amphitheater in downtown Grand Rapids and welcoming some great, great entertainment acts to kind of speak to that young population. We want to grow the population. We want to get younger and we want to get smarter, and those type of amenities help do that. And then build great communities all across the region, Rachel. It's not a great place, but great places. And how do we have communities that appeal to a lot of people?
Right. Well, and I think Grand Rapids has done a truly spectacular job of what we're calling placemaking these days. Can you tell us about all the work that's happened behind the scenes to now support this population growth and attracting a younger person?
Yeah, it's a number of things kind of working in tandem, Rachel. Mm-hmm. We have, Grand Valley State University made a decision about 3 decades ago to build a downtown campus and bring a number of students and the energy that students bring. Frankly, good and bad, Rachel. It's always fun and interesting to have young people around. But they bring a nightlife, they bring some energy. And so that was a big move. And then, the Medical Mile and the health science investments that have occurred. And then, of course, everything in between that stitches these big assets, the amphitheater, the University of Medical Mile, and then all the things that connect it really makes a difference.
Well, and I talk about the Medical Mile all the time because I was truly blown away. I want to make sure everyone knows what happened there. Can you tell us about it?
Well, you almost need a visual. I'm not sure it works so well on radio, but a before and after picture is pretty remarkable. We went from a really underutilized major street in town, but just not a whole lot of activity with, one hospital, and that was about it. And now we have the Van Andel Research Institute. We have the MSU's Medical School. We have MSU Research Institute themselves, our research center. And we have medical device companies. I mean, Perrigo, a pharma company, has their headquarters there. Banff Health, which now has a foothold in Detroit, as well as their headquarters here in Grand Rapids. And Corewell Health, the state's largest employer, is anchoring that whole section. So it's really just a powerful concentration that's created medical miles. We have medical and health science and med device now all across the region.
Right. Now, I got a tour of Banff recently and was blown away. It was like walking into the future.
very much so.
I mean it sincerely. One thing I think that you're uniquely positioned to speak to, we've talked a lot about economic development and growth being a group sport. Talk to us about all the different collaborators you need to have to pull something like Medical Mile off.
Yeah, it takes a big, bold vision, certainly, and it takes leadership, and then it ultimately takes partnership. It's no one entity, no one person can drive it. It's got to take many hands making light work of it. And, certainly at different points, different people played a larger leadership role. But for things to endure, it's the old proverb, you can go fast alone or far together. And I think over the years, we've chosen the long term, let's take the long view and stick with it. Even at times when things aren't working, just stay the course, stick to the vision, find a new path. Right. Pivot and keep going.
Yep. Yeah, part of it is acknowledging when things don't work and dealing with it. Yes. We talked a little earlier with Hillary Doe about internship programs. You host a large, successful one. What is Intern Connect? Yeah.
Yeah. So Intern Connect is something our partner organization, Hello West Michigan, has kicked off almost 10 years ago now, where nearly 1,000 interns gather from companies far and wide across the region. I think last year they represented almost 70 universities and colleges across the country. And it's really our way of connecting students while they're here over the summer. And companies are certainly connected to them to their future employment opportunities. We connect them to future community opportunities. Why might they want to choose the Grand Rapids area to put down roots and live? And it's proven to be highly, highly successful. Companies make the job offer, we sort of make the community offer, and together that's a winning strategy.
Yeah, no, that's terrific. There's a lot to learn there. So jobs and investment. There's, I think, you know, the data you cite speaks to how well some things are working and probably what we need to improve. Let's talk about what's working well, but then also where the opportunities are as a region.
Yeah, I mean, first we build from strength. So our manufacturing strength and sort of the advanced engineering that goes alongside that is something we lean into aggressively. Health sciences and the medical device work in particular has been an offshoot of that. And then now the tech strategy and how do we build out that, as you said, the economy of the future. And those three, you know, the beauty of tech is it cuts across every sector. And
Right.
so as we build out a tech economy, it helps our manufacturing base, it helps our health tech and health science efforts, and it helps virtually every business, big and small. You know, where we got to continue to get better is we need to grow. I mean, growth is a good thing. And, you know, we can look across the state, across the Midwest, certainly, and find markets that haven't grown and the challenges that they face when you're in decline or just status quo. And, you know, we've chosen to be a growth market, and we've got to find ways to continue to keep on that path.
That's right. And I think one thing I'm really excited to see is a lot more collaboration throughout the state.
Oh yeah,
So it's.
I mean, even companies see that, see it, they see opportunity. You mentioned Banff Health with a footprint here and there. You see Meijer growing their footprint across the Midwest, and I love to watch Lions and, you know, game or Lions or MSU Sports and see their logo behind,
Right.
you know, those cameras. I mean, Meijer is sort of flexing as their leadership role not only in Greater Grand Rapids but across the Midwest, and it's fun to see that.
It absolutely is, and it all helps everyone. You just cited they're really good people. It's very
Yeah.
Midwest. It doesn't hurt.
That's
Another
right.
really exciting company I've been watching out of Grand Rapids is Acrisure.
Yeah.
Quiet but
Looking
incredibly
out my
innovative.
window. Yeah, looking out my window right now at their headquarters and how, you know, Greg Williams and their team have just built this extraordinary company, you know, aggressive acquisition strategy globally, not just nationally, certainly not just regional or national, but globally in nature. And, you know, it's another example of how, you know, companies, we always think of our traditionals, right? And we know them, we love them. We also have to recognize entrepreneurs like Greg Williams can start up something in a relatively short period of time,
Right.
build up a multi-billion-dollar business. And
Well, and it,
big part
it,
of Michigan's future is
right.
companies like that.
Well, and it leads on. I mean, there's with all the focus on AI at Acrisure, certainly it leverages the technology strength that you were talking about.
It does, and it speaks to a forward-looking sort of 21st century company.
Yeah. Randy, thank you for being here. And we'll talk soon.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks, Rachel. Enjoy the day.
Awesome. This is Rachel in for Paul W. on Focus. We'll be back.